And now we turn the mic over to Ryan Foley with his Keep It Local segment, and he's got a couple of really cool people to talk to today.
I sure do. So today we have the co-owners of Homebody Refill Market, Kim and Leslie. I'm going to have you introduce yourselves with your full names just so I don't ruin the last name. So why don't you go ahead and tell us yourselves and a little bit about your business and just what got you started into the Homebody Refill Market space.
Yeah, I'm Leslie Davila.
And I'm Kim Kosak.
And we know each other from, we met when Kim moved to Minnesota. Our kids are in the same grades, in the same classes in school, and we just had a fast friendship, had a lot of things in common, a lot of interests in common. One of them being kind of sustainable living and using less and purchasing less. And I had thought about doing something like this, a refill market for home goods and self-care goods, shared the idea with Kim, and she was one of the few people who very quickly was like, I get what you're doing, and I think we should do it.
Yeah, we were sitting lakeside at Lake Bilsby, I remember. Okay. Feet in the water, beautiful day, kids playing, and she shared it with me, and I think I enthusiastically jumped up and was like, yes, you have to do this. This has to be something. And we continued to discuss it over time, and then eventually I said, you have to consider letting me do this with you. And so it turned into a really more serious conversation about a partnership in business.
Yeah, very cool. So, Kim, what was your background before starting this business?
Yeah, so I moved to Minnesota 2.5 years ago. And prior to that, I had spent the first 10 years of my professional career at the Maricopa Community College District in Arizona. So I did leadership development, equity, inclusion, and retention work. So working with students in programs of support outside the classroom.
Okay, sounds good. And how about you, Leslie?
So I was a teacher before we moved to Northfield. I've taught middle school language arts. I was an elementary librarian. Okay. And then here in Northfield, a preschool teacher at Northfield Nursery School. And so wasn't planning on a change of career, but this idea was extremely important to me. And once Kim was on board, it was like I knew it could become a reality.
Right.
And so, yeah, now we've totally switched gears and business owners.
Nice. So you both came from the education space, different levels, but very cool. You know, that's interesting. I feel like we've had a lot of former educators so far on this segment with people, and I find that interesting. But anywho,
learn to do a lot of different things.
Don't you?
Education puts you in a role of like becoming expert at a lot.
Yeah.
That's right. Exactly it. I mean, and also like lifelong learners. Like, there's no, you learn not to be stagnant, that there's always something to be learned and something to be taught, and sharing that with other people. That's a huge part about our store is education and having people come in and talking about what we're doing and why we're doing it and how we can all be a part of it.
Yeah, I love it. So let's transition into talking about your business. So Refill Market, very unique business. What? Tell me more about this and what kind of products you offer. And because the first time I walked into your store, I was like, I get it, but I kind of don't get it.
That's a shared experience for some of our visitors.
Yeah. Sure.
So we carry personal care items. So think shampoo, conditioner, sunscreen, body lotions, body washes, skincare line, hair care stuff, and then also cleaning products. So your all-purpose cleaners, things for your tub and tile, toilet cleaner, all the kind of home essential products that you use in caring for yourself and your space.
Right.
And it's done so in a refillable format. So you can walk in with your own container. We weigh that container and then you fill up as much or as little product as you want. So helping to reduce single use plastic in addition to really quality and effective products.
Got it.
Yeah. And our big ones, you know, the kind of the first product that a lot of people get is hand soap. It's a very like we all use this, we all need it, and it's a safe starting point. And also gosh, one of the things that we consume so much plastic with, whether it's an individual pump bottle or even the refill, I mean those are also a large plastic bottle, but people come in with those refill bottles to our store and then you'll never have to buy one again.
Yeah,
so that's pretty cool.
That is very cool. So with your products, because I should back up here a little bit. People can bring in their own containers, or you have containers for purchase as well, right?
That's right. Yeah, we have almost every size and shape that you could want. Mm-hmm. The only exception is that we don't have any plastic containers.
Gotcha.
So, but we do have a community shelf that has a lot of different shapes and size containers. Those are free for anyone to use.
Oh, very nice.
So we have community members that donate them. We bring them ourselves, and that's really popular, especially with college students who are not, you know, using up a bottle of jam or ketchup or something every day, and they need a container, and it gets used a lot.
Very good.
That's really cool. What a wonderful part of the facet to what you're doing. I mean, that's really catering to the public. I mean, that's fantastic. That's great.
I got a vision of like someone bringing in like an old ketchup bottle, but for like hand soap, you know, and that would be so great if like you're living in a dorm or a small space, because you can just keep it anywhere. And people are probably looking at you like, why is there this clear liquid in your ketchup bottle?
Well, one of the most unique bottles we had, it was your experience.
Yeah, this was a college student. One of our very first customers, he came in one day and he's like, I've been waiting months for this. And he held out an empty Elmer's glue bottle.
And he
said, I want to put sunscreen in this. He said, can you just imagine me at the beach with a glue bottle slathering on sunscreen? It was just the best.
And they're the same color, so no one would really know the difference. Yeah. I love it.
So that was a favorite container.
I love that. So where do you source most of your products from? Or is it is it kind of all over?
It is kind of all over. Yeah. We first are looking for the ingredients in the products. So we want it to be clean ingredients, no parabens, no phthalates, no PVAs, so no microplastics. And then we're looking for can we return the
closed-loop programs.
Thank you. Closed-loop programs. So can we return the container that we get it in to the business that we bought it from? And most of our businesses we can, which is really awesome because then we just keep reusing those. Mm-hmm. And then also local.
Yeah, we're working to really build out more and more local partnerships. And so we've got a fantastic offering of some really incredible makers in the shop from Northfield, in and around Northfield and across the state.
Okay, excellent. And can folks, in addition to your store, do you partner with other local businesses here in Northfield that sell your products, or are they exclusively your store?
It's exclusively our store, but the one way we partner with other businesses not even just downtown, but in Northfield, is we offer a business-to-business discount. Mm. So if you're purchasing something for your business, whether it be hand soap or cleaning products or hair care products.
That was my really roundabout way of trying to be like, plug my husband's
shameless
business.
Plug. Queenie's Salon. Yeah. Then there's a discount that they get, and they also get a little flyer that they can hang up saying, we are making sustainable choices as a business, both supporting local and choosing sustainable products.
So that's a nice kind of 2-for-1. You know, well, really 3-for-1. You're supporting local business, using sustainable products, and the business gets that discount.
Yes.
So,
exactly.
Love that. Wow. Very, very cool. So what are your hours of operation for folks wanting to come and pay you a visit?
We're open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and then Sundays, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. We are closed on Mondays.
Gotcha. Hey, got to have a day off, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Can I ask you guys about your space?
Sure.
Because you have taken what was absolutely underutilized and kind of, I don't want to say homely, but like not great space, and have really turned it into something that I was skeptical that anything was going to be able to make it there. And you guys, I watch. you guys have great traffic in there. Mm-hmm. How did this come about? How did you find that space? And what was it that made you guys think that's the place?
Sure, will and determination. Yeah. You got to tell the story.
Well, so we, a year ago had our noses to the glass on windows along Division Street, and we're just knocking on doors and trying to figure out a space. We knew we wanted to be on Division. There's such an incredible flow of traffic and community that, you know, is committed to shopping locally, and there's a natural rhythm with the farmers market and whatnot. And we were kind of feeling a little bit discouraged, I think, after quite some time, and peeked in that window and noticed that it was space that wasn't being actively utilized, it didn't seem. So we walked into Noble Chiropractic, met some incredible people, and said, hey, have we got an idea we'd like to share with you? And after some follow-up and conversation, and they're incredible humans who
Tim and Leanne.
Good folks. And did a beautiful job at giving us an incredible kind of blank slate to build upon.
Yes.
And so... from the floors and the new paint and the, it was just like, oh my gosh, this is, there's such opportunity here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And from that, it was a massive game of Tetris to kind of puzzle product in. So yeah, it's a 400 square foot space and only about 300 square foot of it is shoppable space. So it is a unique, cozy, we like to say, experience.
That's a good word for it. But I think you've done a fantastic job of laying out your product in such a way that everything is very both visually appealing, but also easy to get to.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
That's all, Kim. She's the master arranger. And it's every time we get a new product, it's like, all right, here we go. Where are we going to put it? And she does her Tetris thing. And it's really fun for us to do that too. That's something we both enjoy and like the vision for what we wanted the space to look like and be very appealing to look at and organize, but at the same time, not sterile and not cold. And
Right.
So you're at 211 South Division Street, right next to Noble Chiropractic, right across the street from KYMN Radio.
That's right. We sure are great neighbors.
And are there any special things with your business, like special events or things that you do that you'd like to plug?
Yes, absolutely. So twice a month, we have the wonderful Annika from Annika Sews, who comes in and does a mending clinic. So the last one of 2024 will be this next Tuesday and this next Saturday. She'll be on site and ready to mend any of your textile needs. So she can, you know, add buttons or fix zippers or mend a hole. And that's a fantastic opportunity while the shop's open. So both those days, it's 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. this next Tuesday and Saturday.
Is that tomorrow, next Tuesday? Or
That's right. Yeah. You're, right. That's it. Tomorrow, yes, yes. And then we will very soon release the spring dates. But again, in the spring, we'll have twice a month.
Nice. Awesome. Very cool.
Will you do anything for Winter Walk on Thursday?
We're TBD.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We're in conversation about what that will look like.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
And where can folks find you online?
Our website is www.homebodyrefillmarket.com, just like it sounds. And we're also on Instagram at Homebody Refill Market and Facebook at Homebody Refill Market. And our website, if you're ever curious about what refills we have over 40 refills. They're all listed on the website with ingredients.
Yep.
Kim did an awesome job with that, and the price is on there as well.
Yeah.
So.
Excellent. All right. Well, I think that just takes about us to our time. So thank you both so much for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Thank you.
Kim and Leslie with Homebody Refill Market. We appreciate you having here. And also, one thing I forgot to mention, they're a very new, young business. So make sure to really support them as best you can because they've got so many great products.
Thank you. They're
awesome. They're so friendly, too.
Thank you, Ryan.
You're welcome. Have a